This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Denver DA Beth McCann is hosting a community meeting tonight to discuss her decision not to charge the officer who fatally shot a black man last month. William DeBose was killed in a parking lot after a traffic stop. Officials say he was armed, but his family disputes the events that led to his death. Colorado's U.S. senators voted along party lines today on starting debate on the Republican police reform bill. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports the procedural vote failed.
Republican Cory Gardner says it's shameful that partisan loyalists blocked advancement of the bill. In a statement, he called the bill a serious and substantive proposal at a time when there's nationwide discussions about police reform and equality. But Democrats who blocked the measure, like Michael Bennett, say the proposal is insufficient and inadequate. A number of civil rights groups, including the NAACP Legal Defense Fund, called on senators to block the GOP bill. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
More than 750,000 Coloradans have voted in the primary, including 100,000 mail-in ballots received yesterday. Nearly a third of all ballots cast so far have come from unaffiliated voters who mostly participated in Democratic races. Officials say using official drop boxes assures your vote will be counted. Mail-in ballots now run the risk of missing Tuesday's deadline. 88 in Denver, 87 in Colorado Springs, 78 for Vail, 95 in Grand Junction, 93 for Pueblo. This is CPR News.